Good morning, good afternoon, good night. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Red's Corner. My name is Aiden Reddington. This episode is more positive, okay? It's not as negative as before. I don't have a guest, but I have a good topic, and that topic is it's about disappearing. You know, have you ever wanted to, like, you know, disappear to see who would react, who would notice? You know, if you disappeared just from your normal day-to-day life, you know, you quit your job, you move to a different state, you move to a different town, a different country, you know, what would really happen if you took that leap? So I'm going to talk about disappearing on a more minuscule but very, very personal level. So this is disappear for 6 months. And there's a lot of steps. There's like a lot of, you know, a lot of things you can do. And that's why it's so up in the air. But I've got a couple, you know, recommendations, a couple ideas, you know, categories that you can disappear in or work in. And in this idea of disappearing, it's honestly, you know, finding yourself, getting better with fitness, getting your money better, your family and friends. You know, there's going to be some rules and there's going to be some things that you need to observe. So first off, like I said, you got to find yourself, right? You have to indulge in things that help you create a calmer mind, whether that be meditation, yoga, stretching, just getting to know your body better, getting to know your mind better, your spirit, your soul, getting to know everything about yourself better when it comes to breathing, when it comes to eating, when it comes to, you know, perspective and everything like that. So you have to make sure that you create a calmer mind. And when you create that calmer mind, let me put it this way. After meditation, you know, I meditate as much as I can, and I'm trying to build that habit. And every single time that I fail on that habit, eventually I jump back on it and hopefully do better that time. But when I do, I did it shortly, about 30 minutes ago, I feel a lot more in the present moment. You know, I'm not worried about the future. I'm not trying to remember all the good that happened in my past or all the bad that happened in my past. It almost just creates a timeline that I can just sit on instead of jump around. You know, it creates a calmer mind, and I need that. And so I know that yoga has done that for me. Working out and stretching does that for me. Just, you know, doing physical hands-on work does that for me, or reading. So whatever you can do to create that calmer mind, you have to figure that out for yourself, but those are some of my recommendations. You have to use a more positive mindset. So when you go into things like this, you can't just say, oh, I'm never going to figure out meditation, and let's say you're 6 days in, and then you miss your seventh day, and then you have to start over on your streak, you know, your daily streak of meditating, or if you meditate every other day or twice a day. Once you mess up, you have to have a positive mindset and say, all right, I messed up today. Why did I mess up, and how am I not going to do that next time? It's the whole perspective or mindset type deal where, you know, if you're negative about it, you know, what the hell are you going to do about it? You know, you have to actually step up, upgrade your mind, have a calmer mind, and indulge into finding yourself. There's so many videos, movies, podcasts, music, meditation, voiceovers, yoga classes, fitness classes, anything you can do to find yourself. Because you want to feel more comfortable in your body. You want to feel more comfortable in your mind. But when we're, because, you know, the whole idea of this episode is disappearing. So when we're in the public eye, when we're in the social eye, you know, we're comparing ourselves to other people. We're comparing ourselves to other people that have other people. We're comparing ourselves to other people that have things that we don't have, that do things we don't do. You know, that experience things that we don't experience. And we get so worked up in our minds that we don't have that we start to lose ourselves. So let's disappear and find ourselves. You know, next is fitness. And with fitness, the reason I can't get down with watching all these, like, guys that are, like, super into lifting or, like, super into, you know, being super strict on stuff like that is because I don't enjoy that. I enjoy creating my own workout plans. I enjoy creating my own schedule, my own crazy, you know, plan of working out, and just, you know, branching off from everyone else's ideas. And that's me. But with your fitness journey, you need to find what you enjoy. Do you enjoy running? If you enjoy running, what are some running workouts that you can incorporate, you know, into your fitness journey? Do you enjoy lifting? You know, what new workouts, what old workouts, you know, what can you do? What schedule can you make? When are you going to work this muscle? When are you going to stretch this muscle? When are you going to apply protein into your diet and everything else that you need? You know, find what you enjoy and find what works for you. And on top of that, you have to create some kind of schedule that rebounds off of what you enjoy. Because, you know, you're doing what you enjoy. Now create the schedule you enjoy based off what you enjoy. Don't go online and look up a basic workout schedule, unless that's what you enjoy. But if you don't enjoy that, you know, write it down. Monday, I'm going to work out this muscle, and then I'm going to stretch it. I'm going to jump rope, and then I'm going to go run for half a mile. Or you're going to do, you know, what all my crazy runner friends do is, you know, some of them do 2 days, just one run a day, 100 miles a week, 90 miles a week, 60 miles a week, 40 miles a week. You know, they have plans and a whole bunch of different workout programs that work for them, that get them faster, get them to run longer. Once you do what works for you, it becomes a lot more enjoyable. It becomes a greater moment in your life. You know, you're more excited to get up and work out. Let's say you work out at the beginning of the day, you'll get more excited to wake up. Or let's say you work out midday, towards the end of the day, you get more excited to go through the day because then you get to work out, you know. So once you find what you enjoy and create a schedule that rebounds off that, it'll work out a whole lot better for you. And the whole part of this is disappearing. So what you're going to do with fitness and disappearing is you're not going to tell people, wow, that was a really deep breath. You're not going to tell people you're working out. You're not going to, you know, flex to your friends that you're working out. You're not going to post it all over social media. You're going to just take a progress picture and move on from the workout. You're disappearing. With money, if you have a job and you enjoy it, then stick to that. But there's two other situations. If you have a job and you don't enjoy it, maybe it's time to quit that job and look for something else, or look for something else, get that solidified, and then quit that job and then move on. But then there's a third situation too. If you don't have a job and you're not making any money, it's time to find something that you enjoy just for now, you know, in that option, just for now. Find something that you enjoy doing and also you can make money from and just work for now. And with that money, I'd say don't overwork yourself right now. Don't overstress yourself. When you're disappearing, it's way more focused on finding yourself. But you do need money to survive, and I would say you need money to invest times two. And what I mean by times two is there's, you can invest money into the market, you know, real estate, stocks, sports cards, flipping items on eBay. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can invest your money in to make more money. But also there's investing in yourself. You know, you could use your money to buy books, audiobooks. You could use your money for a Spotify subscription to listen to music you like and podcasts you like. You could use money to invest in yourself by buying notebooks to keep track of stuff, a nice water bottle, aromatherapy, good organic foods, healthy foods, all kinds of stuff to invest in yourself. Weights if you have an at-home gym, gym membership if you're going somewhere to work out, if you are documenting video-wise, you might need a camera. There's so many ways to invest into yourself. There's seminars right now. They're probably all online. So online seminars. There's coaching, which is probably all online too. You know, physical coaching, mental coaching. Oh my gosh, why can I not think of it? Oh my gosh. I cannot think of the word for some reason, but it's what therapy. There's therapists that you can invest in. There's chiropractors that you can invest in. Physical therapy that you can invest in. That all goes back to you. So make enough money to survive plus investing times two. So money for the market and money for you, because you got to put your dollars to work. And just like fitness and finding yourself, you're keeping that on the low. You're not telling people how much you make. You're not telling people where you work. You're not telling people all the moves that you're making, or your plans, or your future plans, your investments, what companies you're investing in. You're keeping it all to yourself. And next is, you know, your family and friends. Dedicate as little time possible to just a friend, right? But dedicate the rest of your family friend time to the close, close family and the close, close friends. But on top of that, you need to delete as much social media as you can let yourself. Today, this morning, I deleted every social media off my phone, even YouTube, just everything to do with that. I'm disappearing as well. That's kind of my topic. And it felt good. I keep grabbing my phone to go on social media and keep forgetting that I don't have it. Eventually, I'll break that habit of going to my phone for it. But when we're disappearing, we don't need to be looking in on other people. When we're working on ourselves, we don't need to be looking at other people that are working on themselves. We got to go get our wins, our W's, not focusing on other people's wins and W's. Now, if you're a creator or you use social media to help people, or you have like a page, or just for some reason you're able to just be on social media for an hour a day or 2 hours a day, like a lower amount, by all means keep it if you've got that schedule working for you, but delete as much as you can and just get it out of your life. If you're gonna disappear for 6 months, you gotta disappear, you gotta get off the map, you gotta get off that grid. But keep in touch with the close ones, but no one else. There's no need. There's no need for small talk. There's no need to catch up with someone and go get a drink or go to a party. There's no need for that. You're focusing on you and you're disappearing. And the only people that you should focus on other than yourself are the closest ones to you. Your close, close, real friends. And then your close, close family. Now there's rules to this, right? First off is you got to create your dream lifestyle. You got to create that in the living moment. Don't live in the past. Don't reminisce on the past. One of the big things of deleting Snapchat is you don't get those memories popping up that make you think like, man, 2 years ago I was having so much fun, that was before my heartbreak. Or a year ago I was working so well and now, it got toxic. And then we don't need to be living in the future because that hasn't happened yet. There's no guarantees. But the real rules, I don't want to, if you really want to try this out, do not go to parties. Don't show up at a party, and especially don't be the life of a party. Track your progress, pictures. The only like posting type deal that I'll be doing daily is podcasts and week, depending on how I feel, YouTube videos. Track your progress, journal. Write down what you're grateful about that day. Keep track of your meditation if you're not going to use an app. I recommend Headspace. Make notes in the books that you're reading. Make notes of the podcasts you listen to, the audiobooks you listen to. Track your water. Track your fitness. Just track it all. See what happens. A lot of people always say like, cut out fast food. Cut out alcohol. Cut out your iced coffee. Cut out drugs. If you can actually, just like social media, if you can actually limit drugs, like if you smoke weed or like, I'm not very educated on drugs or anything like that, but if you have a relationship with drugs that isn't going downhill for you, by all means, do what works for you. But keep it limited. Same thing with alcohol, same thing with fast food, same thing with iced coffee and, all those addictive substances, those just so happen to be the four that I've come across. But that's that, Learn, and then the last one is learn a very difficult skill and don't show it off to anyone. I would even say don't even show it off to like close friends or family. Just learn a high skill, see where it takes you and try and capitalize on it and try and make a future of it. Real estate, investing, long-term investing, short-term investing, just whatever you enjoy, capitalize on that skill. And last but not least, I just want you guys to watch. Watch who checks up on you. There might be someone you thought was really, really close that at the end of this just so happened to be not close at all. And there might be someone that's not, you would think that's not close at all, that actually checked up on you every 2 weeks, asked how you were, made plans, followed up. Stuff like that. Watch what happens to you. Watch how calm you'll get. Watch how fit you get. Watch how much of a habitual creature you become. Watch your money get straight. Watch your negative habits go away. Watch you get wiser and smarter and calmer and more positive. Watch you feel more rested. Another thing I want you guys to do is drink more water. Aim for a gallon a day. I know you're not going to reach it. You might reach it once a week, twice a week maybe. But if you aim high, you're going to get high. Like with the amount of water you drink. You might only drink half a gallon, three-fourths, a quarter gallon. But hey, it's better than only having like one glass of water when you're not thinking about it. But if you're always thinking, all right, a gallon today, you'll keep reaching for that goal. Whereas if you're not thinking about it, you're just going to drink water. Oh, I'm really thirsty. Let me go get a glass of water real quick. It's all kind of that perspective, but that's what I want you guys to do, you know? Find yourself, fitness, money, family, and friends. Create your own dream lifestyle. There's rules, and just watch what happens. All right, guys? I want to thank you so much for listening. Fun fact, on the last episode, I didn't even try and do this, but it's 22 minutes and 4 seconds long, which is like my ultimate lucky number. And I just noticed that it was that because I have my podcast opened up right now on my other screen. I just noticed that, and for some reason, it's just giving me crazy vibes and just shows that I think there's something good coming. So, disappear for 6 months, see what happens. This has been Aiden Reddington on Red's Corner. Peace out.